This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Something very, very strange just happened. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. Let's bring in Sean Gentile. It's me and a couple of Seans today. So I can tell you guys what just happened. Sean of The Athletic, you know him perhaps from his Post-Gazette days. There he is on our YouTube channel. You should subscribe. It's free. Go to our website and you can watch the show. So listen to this, guys. Sean, what kind of hat is that?
My hat?
Yeah.
It's a Patagonia hat, the clothing brand, Patagonia.
Is it a shark on there?
It's a fish.
Mm.
I used to have one with a buffalo on it, too. People thought I was from Buffalo or a Bills fan or whatever. And I would say, no.
We took a legendary trip to Buffalo, didn't we? You met Bink and Evie, and we had Bocce's Pizza and Duff's Wings. Remember that?
I've had Duff's plenty of times since. That was the best batch of, not just Duff's Wings I've ever had, the best batch of wings, period, that I ever had. It was just incredible. It was incredible.
And I'll never forget, and this shows what a nice man you are. We were doing the show at a bar. My daughter, who was, I don't know, she was 6 or 7 at that point. She was bored.
That sounds right.
And you went over and played like bubble hockey and all these games with her. Yeah. And it was great. Now
she was bored. She was doing me a solid. Like I didn't want to be there. I came and did the show with you and Mueller for an hour or whatever it was. I had time to kill. Me and Marianne had a great time. We were playing. I think I taught her how to play darts, if I remember right.
Well, listen to this. Me and her are going on college visits starting tomorrow. Think about that. What happened?
Where are you guys going, first off?
North Carolina to start out with. We're going to UNC Wilmington. We're going to NC State. We might go to Coastal Carolina. I don't know. We're just going to sort of play it by ear. We have some plan.
Have you ever been to Wilmington?
I love Wilmington. I drank there for 10 days straight and almost just stayed. I was on the verge of calling my parents and saying, I went there with Marshall Reinhardt, the guy I got in a fight with when my teeth got broken. And just drank literally day and night for 10 straight days and said, this place is awesome. I'm going to stay. But Marshall kind of kidnapped me and brought me back to Buffalo. It's a great town, isn't it?
I've had those trips. I had some moments like that in Wilmington. A lot of like coastal Carolina, like North, South Carolina beaches. There's plenty of places where I've ended up there over the years and been like, I could just stay here. Maybe just feel like a beach person. Yeah.
Well, that's what she is, thinks she is. I don't know what she thinks she is. I don't know what's happening. I just want to go I want her to go somewhere where I can visit and play golf. That's now the only thing that matters to me.
It's just crazy that she's visiting colleges since she's only 9 years old. That's what's nuts.
Exactly.
Right?
Listen to what just happened to me. I swear to God, this is true. I made up a song about limits during the break. I sing out
a
of,
wonderful
out,
song.
Heard about it.
Out of anxiety, I make up songs. Some people smoke. Some people bite their nails. I launch into nonsensical limericks, often involving...
Can I interrupt you for one
yeah,
second?
Please.
About this? So I've been painting the last few days.
Really?
I've been painting the spare bedroom in our house. So I have listened to every rotten second of this show from 10 to 2 for the last 3 days, all of it.
Yeah.
12 hours of radio.
Yeah.
You were talking a couple of days ago about dreams that you're having or about like...
Yeah, that my teeth turn teeth into sand.
Your teeth falling out, yeah. Like showing up late for stuff. Like those are textbook anxiety dreams.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I have them too. I've like for my entire life.
Anything in particular? Are you late to things? Do your teeth disappear?
No,
like
I'm
mine
like habitually like kind of on time. I'm very rarely late for things. But I had a couple like, but yeah, show up to a class that you for an exam that you haven't attended all semester long. That's when I have.
I hate that.
Yeah,
one.
Man. Like yeah. there's no mystery there as to why you're having those dreams. That means that you're just anxious about stuff in your day to day life, and it's manifesting at night
for decades now. And yes, and it manifests in my songs. And this one, the only rhyme I could think of after I, that one lyric was, "We love limits like a sun," was hot cross buns. And then I asked Sean, "Have you ever had a hot cross bun?" And he said, "No." And then I looked up hot cross buns, and that got me to thinking about raisins, because I have had them, but I don't like raisins. And I don't know why raisins, why the insistence on raisins in carrot muffins, in hot cross buns, in anything. We used to be sent to school with a pack of raisins, and I wonder, and I was going to bring this up with you anyway, are raisins still popular? And then the T-Mobile commercial came on, and the lady said, right as I'm looking at hot cross buns, she said, and I quote, "I have raisins." It was unbelievable, Sean. Did you hear the commercial?
Yeah, the one with Zoe Saldana when she's selling cell phones or whatever. Like, she shouldn't. She's an Oscar-winning actress. I don't know why she's hawking T-Mobile ads and
probably for money
radio commercials.
But she did say, "I have raisins," and that leads to my first question,
Joe. I have big news, by the way. I don't want to derail this too much.
No, please. If there's actual news, we can move off raisin talk.
Well, it's kind of news. Someone very important has called in, and they have a message for Sean right now. They are on the line.
Reveal yourself.
Sean, do you need help painting? Would you like me to come over and help you paint?
Oh, you're taking a break from your eerie vacation, Beak. Is this you? Is this Backo?
It's the Baconian mongoose. Taking
yes,
a break
from
his big vacation in Erie.
I was gonna defend the Erie vacation. It's fine. Spend a weekend there. Go to Presque Isle. Like it's okay. You were taking an unfair amount of slack from Joebert.
Thank you.
Are you kidding me, Brian? That's your big summer vacation?
No, this was the dessert. We went to Virginia Beach for a week last month, and Philly was the appetizer back in June. So this is the wind down.
All right, I hear you on that. Wonderful to hear your voice. I'm sure Sean agrees. I have a question for both of you then. All three of you, actually. When there was a little Sean Gentile or a little mongoose, were you sent off to school with a box of raisins? And are people still? Have raisins become obsolete?
I think raisins probably got killed by like advances in fruit snack technology over the years. Like I feel like those kind of hit the same marks. I definitely had them early mid 90s. My mom would send me to school with a little box of Sunkissed raisins or
absolutely.
Whatever. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Brian, is Dawson eating raisins? Like there's no way that the kids are eating raisins these days.
No, not when fruit snacks exist. I actually had some chocolate covered raisins yesterday. I think that killed them too, Joe. Now that you can cover them in chocolate.
Yeah.
The basic raw dry raisin is done.
That makes me sad. But I actually don't like them, so it doesn't make me sad. Long live the raisin. Let me ask you two this question. This is exciting, Sean. Not Sean Gentile, Sean Myers, isn't it?
I think it's coming together beautifully.
Yeah. I might beg to differ, but the Baconian Mongoose and Sean Gentile at the same time here. The latest installment of my quarter century series came out, and it's Pittsburgh's biggest in-house villains since the year 2000. So not the Vontaze Burfix and company, but our own villains. And this was my top five from 5 to 1. Number 5, Ben Charrington. He edged out Ron Hextall he's just taken off here lately. So it's Ben Charrington 5, Rashard Mendenhall 4, Todd Graham 3, Matt Canada 2, and we all know who number 1 is, Mr. Robert Nutting. And as I said in the story, I've never felt less of a need to explain myself in my life on that choice. But Brian, we'll go with you first. What do you make of the top 5? Did I forget anybody? Did I forget Ron Hextall or Antonio Brown or anybody else?
No, I don't think so. I think at least AB, I don't think Hextall's impact was quite enough to land on that list. Maybe Sean would disagree, but AB, I think, provided enough good to stay off of there. What year was Derek Bell in Operation Shutdown? Was that post-2000?
Derek Bell was an honorable mention. Yeah, he was okay. This century. He's a good choice.
He, for some reason, his face just pops in my mind as a Pittsburgh villain, even though, again, overall impact is not nearly the same as guys who were making decisions for entire clubs, but man, was he a disaster, and that was a hilarious moniker to put on it. Sean?
He's a short timer, man. Like, he wasn't here long enough. I get the impulse on Derek Bell, because that was a memorably screwed up situation. He lived on a boat and stole money, as a wise man once said, a true pirate.
True pirate.
I can't believe that Hextall isn't on this list, and also that he kind of doesn't deserve to be on the list. Like, he should be outside the top 5. And if you'd have told me a few years ago that would be the case, when people are chanting "Fire Hextall" at games,
yeah,
and like that was bad. If you would have said, you know, we were making some list like this back then, I would say there's no way he's not top 5, and he's probably not going to be number 5 either. That felt more like a top 3 situation.
Yeah, it did.
With some distance, I feel like you got him in the right spot.
Thank you. I mean, he's basically number 6, but Antonio Brown, I mean, this guy, remember, he rage quit a practice and was never seen again, and then he ripped everybody in sight, including all of his enablers like Mike Tomlin and Ben and Art and the Steelers and everybody else. He ripped everybody every day, all day, for 2 months until he got out of town. He killed his trade value. There was a time when he would have been number 2 on this list, and I'm not sure he shouldn't have been on. I debated that for a long time, Brian. Antonio Brown, you were around the guy. That was a disaster. I just felt like the reason he's not on the list is because I feel like you said, there was a lot of good there for a long time. He was a great player. But also, and I could be wrong, and people can weigh in at 928-9370, I feel like a lot of the anger toward him may have melted into sadness as we've watched his descent here, that things have gotten so bad for him. It just feels like it's almost pathetic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's become a tragic figure. I think there's something more at work there than just being a jerk. But quick detour. Did Kevin Stallings and Scott Barnes make the list as an honorable mention wrestling tag team duo for destroying Pitt basketball?
For destroying Pitt basketball. West Coast basketball guy Scott Barnes, I never mentioned. Kevin Stallings, I did. He got a mention in there with, you know, everybody has taken turns in the villain mobile. Mike Malarkey, Kevin McClatchy, Kevin Stallings, Nasir Robinson, unfortunately.
I was wondering if you were going to bring up Nasir Robinson.
Yeah.
I had that thought last night when you texted. And he seemed like such a good dude, and he handled,
yes,
you know, an inexplicable decision he made that you know, caused Pitt to lose to Butler in the NCAA tournament. He handled it as well as anybody could, let alone a 21 or 22 year old kid.
Unbelievable.
So yeah, I was wondering if he would pop up.
He just popped up.
I mean, Scott Barnes hired Stallings. Stallings just took the money. I mean, we'd all do that. It was Scott Barnes' decision to bring in a guy that Vanderbilt wanted to get rid of. God, that was horrendous.
Yeah, you're right. He should have been mentioned here. Now, who were we just talking about before that? Who were you just talking about?
Nasir Robinson.
Nasir Robinson. He falls under the one-play villain guy for a brief time, where if you, just own up to it like he did, and what can you do? It's sports, and he was so classy about it. Rashard Mendenhall could have been that. Instead, he kept making everything worse, like claiming he didn't actually fumble, but that the ball was, quote, separated from him. And then, all these other things he did, like the Bin Laden tweet that he had to apologize for. He just made everything exponentially worse, besides the fact that he was the Neil O'Donnell of the 21st century, Sean. You know what I mean?
I do. I get it. And he also didn't have much of a, he had two or three decent seasons here. Like, we're not talking about some kind of stellar. He was a borderline first round bust, I think, even without the.
Yeah,
a fumble in the Super Bowl.
Right? Yeah,
it is really funny. You can just be like, oh, and then also, of course, can't forget the Bin Laden tweet. Like, that's like an aside on the Rashard Mendenhall.
It's unbelievable how he made a bad situation literally a trillion times worse. Devin Bush certainly deserves a mention here. Yes, Brian?
Yeah, he's. I don't think he's a very good guy. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was about to go try to take us down the road of recent Steelers villains. I mean, did George Pickens have enough antics on and off the field to warrant a mention?
Well, I'll tell you, the first category for me when I was mentioning, the honorable mentions was quitting. And it's unbelievable how many people just like walked out on us during this century. Ben Howland, he signs a lucrative contract extension. He says, and I quote, "I'll be here for the next 7 years without question." Less than a year later, he has California real estate brochures in his office, and he's gone. Donatas Savoskis quit in the middle of a game. LeGarrette Blount quit in the middle of a game, manipulated his way to New England. Le'Veon Bell, some of his teammates thought, quit on them. Yager twice asked for a trade when he was the captain and said he was dying alive. Pickens and Deontay famously quit on plays in the middle of games. Derek Bell quit. Kenny Pickett basically quit. Get me out of town. I don't want to compete.
Raul
just like
Mondesi.
Derek Bell. Raul Mondesi. It's unreal how many people just walked out of here.
You forgot Melvin Ingram. Melvin Ingram, that situation a couple years ago, that was the genesis of we won volunteers, not hostages.
Yes,
like
it
that
was.
Tomlin said that about Melvin Ingram, and he's like not even in the top 10, guys to walk away like that.
I was stunned when I started thinking about it and researching. And then there's people, Brian Bacco, who insulted the city. That never goes over well. Pat Narduzzi calling it Boo City. Rowdy Tellez telling fans, he's been here for 5 minutes, telling fans, we don't do that here. On David Bednar and booing him. And of course, Phil Jurkovec, who after he got booed said, and I quote, I think if you're a grown ass man booing in that stadium, you really got to look at things. That's pathetic, which is a great, that saved him from being a villain, I think, that quote, right?
Well, that's one of those things where, and I had a great relationship with Phil. I covered him at Pine Richland when I was doing high schools for the PG. So that whole thing, the way that played out, made me sad. But that's one of those quotes that you're right. I think most rational people would agree he's completely right, but you can't say it.
What a tremendous quote. Memories of Todd Graham, anybody? Did anybody interview him or do a story on him? When he came in here, he sounded like a snake oil salesman, fast-talking televangelist from that very first news conference. And I remember saying and writing, I don't trust this guy. He's already had a one and done at Rice. I don't trust him. Sean, did you have interactions with this fraud?
No, I was fresh out of college at that point. So I wasn't around him in any real capacity. I got suckered at the press conference by him. I have never, like, I'm generally a pretty cynical person. I'm a pretty suspicious person, especially when it comes to professional stuff like that. I have never been duped worse by any coach, by any executive, any player.
Yeah.
Never quite duped that way. I turned off the TV or whatever. I was thinking, like, all right, this guy's got stuff on the right path. He won't be around long, but, you know, it'll be a good 3 or 4 years. Definitely won't leave in the most ridiculous, like, embarrassing fashion imaginable. And then lo and behold,
part of me was fooled too. Brian, did you ever deal with that guy, or do you remember the photo of him and Penny Graham on the plane to Arizona?
Yeah, and I just sent you a photo. It's the last thing I'll say before I have to head into the media room for training camp. I was in college at Pitt doing, like, student media, and my only real memory of it was I took a picture with his – they used to put Todd Graham, one of his kids, in the Rock the Panther costume. They had, like, a little mini one.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that was pretty funny, and I took a photo with him posing on the sideline at what was then Heinz Field for a big Big East matchup.
The picture is phenomenal. You look great in that picture.
That kid's probably like 25
Batco,
now.
Batco had hair in that picture.
Yeah, he has hair in this picture.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mongoose, exactly. And tell everybody we said hello. Do you think? What do you think Tomlin's going to say today about Aaron Rodgers' potential participation Saturday?
I don't think he's going to play. I think we're going to see a whole lot of Skylar Thompson, which that's a rather bleak thing to put out loud, but I think that's where we are.
Thank you, sir, and enjoy.
Bye, Joe. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bye, Sean. Bye, Sean.
I don't know that I've met a nicer man, Sean. Have you?
Which Sean are you talking to?
You.
Yeah, he's one of my best friends. We see each other all the time. We are in constant communication.
Great guy.
Love his wife Chelsea. Love his kids. He truly is, man. Brian's the real deal. I meant to say he should just, if he wants to come over and help paint and stuff, like, he knows where I live. He can just come over after he leaves La Trobe. Let's go.
I think that would be wonderful. I have a question for you. And you're the mm-hmm. perfect guy. This whole Burkle, Mario, Morehouse, let's get the band back together thing. Elliot Friedman saying that they're a little low on their offer, which I think is going to have to be at least $1.5 billion. The part that I cannot figure out for the life of me is I know why Morehouse wants to do it. He wants to get, you know, his teeth back into this thing and start running things again. Burkle, I'm not sure about. Why would Mario want to dive back into this?
That's a great question. I mean, I don't think anybody, I don't think that that question's been answered sufficiently here. And Joe, you hit on the big number too. 1.5 billion. That's like what we're looking at here, whether it's full freight or at a 1.5 valuation. Like, that's the number that Bettman wants people to hit on franchises moving forward, because that lines up with the expansion fees, right? So it's impossible to imagine Lemieux, Burkle, any combination that doesn't involve them. If someone buys into the Pittsburgh Penguins, I'd be stunned if it came at anything less than $1.5 billion because of the expansion fee money. And they don't, it just doesn't seem like they have the cash. It sounds like whatever proposal they made, they were not particularly close either. So, you know, they can want to do a whole lot of things. Like me and you could want to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins, right? Wanting something and actually being able to do it are two completely different things. So I would still be, you know, surprised if anything on the Burkle and Mew front happened. But, you know, we'll see.
Having said that, the fact that the story has advanced to this point indicates to me that Fenway Sports Group is open to selling this team. That seems obvious at this point, and I have wondered for a long time if they just simply made a mistake, that they looked at this situation and somehow, unbelievably, failed to realize this is very much a depreciating asset. All your best players are getting really old, and it just doesn't magically turn around. Like you just bought into a possible long-term rebuild, whether you like it or not, and that's really not where the money is. So, mm-hmm. and it's so, it just has always felt so cold and corporate and distant. And, you know, I ask, why would Mario want to come back at this point in his life? I still don't know why Fenway Sports Group wanted to get this team in the first place. I'm just baffled. Your thoughts on all that?
Well, you called it a depreciating asset, and in some cases that might be true, but like, we're talking about a $1.5 billion price tag on a franchise that Fenway Sports paid $900 million or whatever it was for. So it's not a depreciating asset.
That's true.
Like, in sports franchise valuations is a dirty business. Like, people look at Forbes numbers and they want to say Team X is worth dollar amount Y. It's not that simple. Like, there's things to consider. There's debt load to worry about, which isn't somewhat of it. That's, if anybody buys the Penguins, by the way, they're going to be assuming some amount of debt. You got to worry about operating a regional sports network, because that's part of the package there too, because Fenway operates that. You have the parking lot situation by the arena, which is another thing to consider. So these are complicated transactions.
Yeah.
Valuation is a complicated concept. But at the end of the day, I mean, we know why Fenway got in the business, because if they're serious about selling, and whether it happens this week or in 6 months or in 5 years, they're absolutely going to make a ton of money on it, because that's just the way it is. Sports franchises accrue value even when they're poorly managed and unsuccessful, outside of some rare exceptions.
You just answered that question expertly. Yeah, that's why they got in.
Thank you very much.
That's why they got in. To make the money on the sale.
It's money, man. That's it. That's what everything always comes back to. Like you're in the game to go from, you know, billionaire to mega billionaire status or whatever. And there's no more surefire way in America in 2025 to make money than to buy a professional sports team and then flip it a few years later.
Yeah. they're the opposite of a depreciating asset. You're right. I guess, yeah, I didn't phrase that right.
There's plenty, and I get why you say that, though. There's plenty of reasons to be like, what's going on here? Crosby's on the way out.
They're a fading franchise is what they are, and yet an appreciating asset.
Yeah, the on-ice product is going to be brutal. The ticket sales could be ugly, I think, in the not-too-distant future. So there's like some amount of alarm bells that are sounding there. But overall, man, it's just the arrow is going to keep pointing up because that's how it works. Whether it's fair or fuzzy accounting or whatever,
yeah,
you know, that's a whole other debate. But at the end of the day, man, if Fenway gets out, they're going to make a whole bunch of money on the purchase that they made a few years back.
No doubt. Thanks for taking the time, Sean. That was fun. I can't believe the mongoose called in. That was even better. We'll talk to you.
When's your next vacation?
Well, I'm taking this college trip today. We're flying today. So a little vacation today and then hopefully more vacations to come. That's what summer's for.
Enjoy.
See you, buddy.
Have one in Wilmington for me. See you, bud.
All right. Sean Gentile. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA and WAMO 107.3 all are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS. That's hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive, presented by Target Freight Management. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you. For details, visit 937thefan.com, brought to you by GBU Life, life insurance, annuities, and member benefits since 1892, and Rugby Realty. All right, coming up, Mike Tomlin's going to speak at noon. What's he going to say about Aaron Rodgers? What should he say? How much should that guy play in the preseason? Rodgers himself weighed in on it yesterday. We have some Aaron Rodgers clips to play next of him talking to the media yesterday, and then we'll predict what Tomlin's going to say. That's coming up next on Pomp and Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Mike Tomlin going to address reporters at noon as to his plans, so much as he wants to tell us his plans for the game on Saturday. Bob Pompiani is there, and we're very proud of him for being there, and he'll be doing play-by-play Saturday. Jerry Dulac, in his weekly chat at postgazette.com, says he expects no significant starters to play. We talked about this yesterday a little bit, about Aaron Rodgers. I agree with Doran Dickerson that Rodgers should focus on the controlled scrimmage with Tampa. He doesn't need to play in preseason games. It's putting him at risk, even in just a series or two. The risk reward doesn't add up. It really doesn't. And I realize you can protect yourself. If you do throw, you can throw a quick ball, things like that. You don't know what can happen in a game. You don't know. And in a controlled scrimmage, they don't call it controlled for nothing. You can have people not touch the quarterback and still get game speed reps. We're going to hear from Rodgers in a minute here. So what I mean to say there is I believe in what Tomlin's doing. If he's not playing any significant starters, I'm fine with that. I always err on that side in the preseason, even with a new quarterback who needs to get up to speed and in sync with his new offense. I just don't think that preseason games against vanilla defenses really helps you do that. I don't. And the all-time example is Kenny Pickett looking like Joe Montana in the preseason a couple years ago, and it added up to absolutely nothing because everything changes once you get to real games and people are actually scheming you. Okay. Something Jerry said in his chat, I vehemently disagree with. A man named Rich says, Jerry, whatever else happens with the offense this year, at least we don't have to watch Cement Shoe 22 leaving us in second and third and long with his consistently ineffective early down runs. I agree with that guy. The Steelers were not a good running team last year. In fact, in terms of yards per carry, in terms of early downs, they were one of the worst running teams in the NFL. But Jerry's answer was this, and I quote, let me tell you something, Rich. For all the offseason moves that have improved a lot of positions, people are ignoring the fact that the running game is not one of them. Don't get me wrong, Jerry says. I like Caleb Johnson and I like the pickup of Kenneth Gainwell. But when you look at the production of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren the past two seasons, this current group might have to go a long way to match it. Right now, it's not a position you can see improved. If they don't improve what Najee Harris gave to them, then everybody should be fired. We've been over this a trillion times. The guy barely averaged 4 yards a carry. In fact, for his Steelers career, he was at 3.9, and that questioner there is exactly right. The early down running game was awful. Was it all his fault? Probably not, but he also gave you no explosion at all in the running game. At all. None. Obviously, they think they can replace Najee. They didn't even give him a fifth-year option. He's gone. So I just can't disagree more with that. That they're going to have to go a long way to replace what Najee and I didn't even think Jaylen Warren was very good last season. He was really good the year before. Might have been banged up last season. I don't know. But man, if they don't have a better running game this year than they had last year, Arthur Smith should be fired on the spot. Because their running game overall was pretty brutal last year. First downs, short yardage, overall yards per carry. Everything. I'm shocked by that answer. And then when it came to the playoff game, Najee had 6 carries for 17 yards. Cincinnati game, 12 for 36. Baltimore, 42 yards. The Philly debacle, 6 for 14. My God, the Cleveland game, the loss in Cleveland, 16 for 41 at 2.6 yards per carry with a long of 11. The long for his career was 36. We've been over that many times. That people like Richard Huntley and Najee Davenport had runs longer than Najee did in his whole career. You better replace that. You better.
Is it maybe an indictment on where he believes the offensive line is at this point as well, though?
I don't know. All I know is he said They're going to have to go a long way to how's the offensive line worse than it was?
Well, I guess you could argue that if Broderick Jones is really, really bad at left tackle, that maybe it might be. I don't think it's going to be worse.
Dan Moore
led
the league in left tackle sacks allowed. If he's worse than him, of course, he led the league in right tackle sacks allowed. No, I don't know what Jerry seems to be saying to me, that he really liked what Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren gave them the last two seasons, and that it's not going to be an easy thing to replace, and he doesn't think they're improved. If they're not, it's a fireable offense for everybody, I think. Of course, it won't be, but they better have a better running game. Meanwhile, they have all kinds of people who are going to want the ball in the pass game. DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith. Now everybody's talking about Mount Washington, Kenneth Gainwell, Caleb Johnson. How are they going to keep anybody satisfied around here? That's not the question. Strike that question. How are they possibly going to utilize these weapons? Like, how is this going to work? And where does a guy like Roman Wilson fit in? I'm very curious. It's been fits and starts for him. And Rodgers, although they seem to be improving their chemistry, this was Rodgers on Roman Wilson yesterday when Rodgers addressed the media.
I would say Roman, just like Cal, and really all our guys, they really care about it. You know, I noticed that when they came out west, just to see their attention to detail and their willingness to learn. So Ro, you know, I just got to get Ro out of his head a little bit, you know, because I think he's such a good kid. He cares so much about whether it's my approval or he's doing it right. And he just got to trust himself because he's so damn talented. You know, the more he can play free and not think out there, the better he's going to play. So the more he can just trust what he's got and then just go out and react, the better he's going to play.
I like that. That sounds like the advice people try to give me on the golf course. Don't think, just play. Doesn't work for me. I hope it works for Roman Wilson. It's good to hear Rodgers say that he's that damn talented. I think it's still way, way too early to be drawing grand conclusions on Roman Wilson. He's never really played at all for them. Let's see how that one turns out. I'm curious myself. Give me another Rodgers clip or two, would you, Sean, and give us the topic?
Well, you were talking about how you believe there's no real benefit for him playing in the preseason, and I think he kind of echoed that, referencing the joint practices maybe being more beneficial to he and his teammates.
Yes, I believe so. For the first team.
Because
teams are, especially most of the joint practices, I would say, you're not going to play that team in the regular season. So they're less worried about showing things that they want to work on. And even though there usually are cameras there and it's filmed, they're less skittish about running the stuff they've been running all camp that they're going to try and do in the regular season against another team that you're not going to play in the regular season. So I found those beneficial. As long as there's not a lot of fights, I think they're a good work day for the first team.
There's always those tractors and trucks in the backgrounds of these interviews, right?
I think, was that Cabali trying to get out of a rut again?
That might have been. I love that answer too. And I hadn't thought of that angle. I was just thinking of the quarterback can't be hit and you're going at game speed. So it's the best of all worlds. I'd rather have him take all the reps there than take any in a ridiculous exhibition game. And he just gave even more fodder to that opinion by saying, yeah, you don't play these teams a lot. So they're liable to show you more and you get more out of it from that. I love that answer. And I'm convinced more than ever that Doran is right. That the time for Aaron Rodgers to take reps in this preseason is in the controlled scrimmage against Tampa leading into that game.
It feels like just in my lifetime, there has been a drastic shift from the importance of preseason football games 20 or 30 years ago when there was, I think, 5 of them typically.
Yeah.
Now we're down to 3 and it doesn't really hold much value. Maybe you get a quarter in that second game from your best players. I know Nick Faribault last night was talking to Donnie. He thinks that you might almost completely get rid of preseason games at some point and thinking that these joint scrimmages will be somewhat replacing preseason games
altogether. I think
it's
a great idea. I really do. But of course, for now, owners like the revenue that comes in, even if sometimes fans don't show up, there's tickets that are paid for, and they rob their season ticket holders and make them pay for games and their packages and things like that. That goes on in the NFL. So I don't think they're going away anytime soon, but I wouldn't mind if they were reduced by one more game. The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of Jeremy Tooman. That would be 84. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin is going to be addressing the media any second now. So our Jeff Hathorn is there in Latrobe. We'll be relaying exactly what Tomlin says about his plans for Saturday and anything else interesting, injury updates, whatever he says, we'll have. And also this, Art II and his big travel plan for Ireland, based on history and what at least one of his own players has said about the last travel plan to Ireland, this makes no sense whatsoever and could be compromising the Steelers' ability to win that game. I'll tell you about that story next on Pomp and Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.